I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Today we're talking about dementia. Is there hope? And we were just talking about how we use the word hope in a lot of our titles because people are looking for hope for their health.
Of course. You know, if you have a failure of the regular medical community with treating diseases, then they're looking for something else. Mm-hmm. And that's where structure function can come in, because it approaches health from a different standpoint. And with structure function care, we can always improve almost anything. You know, we may not be able to completely take care of it, but you can see progress. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that's great about structure function care, is you're always improving the health of the patient.
Yeah, and that was something we heard a lot. Oh, you've given me my hope back. Mm-hmm. You know, it's become one of our taglines, restoring hope.
Sure.
So, and you'll see that word in our office. We have it up a lot of places.
Yeah.
So hope is good.
Hope is very good.
So we're gonna talk about hope with dementia. But let's first define it. What is dementia, Dr. Prather?
Well, dementia is basically a set of symptoms, you know, that is involved with memory, you know, both short-term and long-term, performance of daily activities, and then also communication abilities. So those are the basic criteria that you look at as dementia. So dementia isn't really a disease, but a combination of symptoms.
Combination. And those symptoms, again, short-term, long-term memory.
Sure.
Communication.
Sure. And then performance of daily activities.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, if you can't do your normal routines, then you know, you need help.
Right. Well, let's talk about the difference between Alzheimer's and dementia. I think there's a lot of confusion. I even don't know the difference. What is the difference between those?
Well, Alzheimer's is a disease process of the hippocampus. So it's something that can be identified. You don't really identify Alzheimer's until they do an autopsy.
Oh, okay.
For sure.
And the hippocampus is...
Yeah, it's the portion of the brain...
It's not an animal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a portion of the brain that is involved with memory, specifically. But basically what they find is that the nerves get all tangled. They change position. And so it's Alzheimer's will produce the symptoms of dementia, but it is a disease process, whereas dementia is a set of symptoms. So Alzheimer's accounts for, according to people, between 50% and 70% of all dementia cases. So it's the most common. And the interesting thing about Alzheimer's is growing very, very quickly. Right now, Alzheimer's is the sixth leading cause of death in the United States. Whereas if you look back 20 years ago, it wasn't even on the radar. So, you know, it's a problem that is increasing. We have no idea why. But it is something that is a major concern. But there are other diseases that can cause dementia-type symptoms. But there's a lot of other things that can cause that. You know, Parkinson's can. Lewy body disease can also cause that. There's a lot of different types of diseases that lead to dementia. But there are other things that also cause dementia.
And you can have dementia without the other things, correct?
You can.
Okay.
You can.
And you said Alzheimer's cannot be diagnosed.
Well, you can
autopsy.
Yeah, you can to know exactly, you have to go in and do a microscopic examination of the hippocampus.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't do that very well while they're alive. So, you know,
not a good idea.
But they do have what they feel are professionals who are experts at it. They can do a questionnaire, do some studies on people, and come to a 90% conclusion on whether they have Alzheimer's or not.
Okay. Well, and today we're talking about dementia specifically. So what are the symptoms of dementia?
The symptoms of dementia are the memory problems, the performance of daily activities and communication abilities.
Okay.
So that's really where you're getting the problems that are associated with that. And there can be quite a few causes for that.
And you said this is the sixth, well, Alzheimer's is the sixth leading cause.
Sure.
Of death right now in the United States. How many people in the U.S. have dementia?
Well, as they're looking at that, dementia hits about 10% of everyone over the age of 65. And if you're over 85, at least 50%, some people put as many as 70%, has some signs of dementia. So it's a very common type of problem. The real problem is when it starts to hit when you're younger. That's even more serious, and usually an indication of some type of disease process, or it can also be as a result of drug use.
Well, what are the risk factors for dementia?
Risk factors for dementia is, you know, if there is a family history of that, that's one of the things that you can look at. Drug use. There are both pharmaceutical and recreational drugs. Alcohol use also has a big risk factor on that. Cigarette smoking has a big risk factor along those lines. Diabetes also increases your risk for Alzheimer's. Poor nutrition as a result of a lot of those different types of aspects. Cardiovascular disease also can be a high risk for dementia too.
So it seems like some of these other disease processes have to can happen
sure.
to cause dementia.
Yeah, and interestingly enough, I mean, I've had one gentleman who came in and they were talking about dementia with him. The doctors were considering that he had Alzheimer's even. And we did some testing on him and found that he was very low on B12 and folic acid. So we started to give him some shots and some supplementation along those lines, and he popped right out of it. You know, so looking at some of the simpler type of things that could be involved with you know, with dementia that's going on, many times we found that medications are very well known to cause dementia. So, you know, we've looked at people's drug use, you know, on their pharmaceutical list, saw some risk factors on there. We had one gentleman who had a combination of two pharmaceuticals, and we knew that if you combine those two, then you would probably get some signs of dementia. And we were let the doctors know that, you know, the medical doctors, what he was doing, sent him the information. They took him off those two meds, and within a month, he was back functioning normally again.
And that's why it's so important to know how those your medications interact with each other.
Sure.
So you might be getting one you know, one from one doctor and another from another doctor.
And they aren't aware of that. That's why we always try to run that through. So there can be some simple, easy, quick fixes on dementia where, you know, you could be receiving further medications to help to treat Alzheimer's, which would, you know, wouldn't benefit and could further aggravate it. So really doing a careful history and careful diagnostics on that, looking for some simpler types of causes is always one of the first things that you try to do. One of the things that's definitely a risk factor is cholesterol medicine for dementia. And basically, the way that I describe that to patients is that your brain and nerves are made of fat. And basically cholesterol, that's what they're made of. And so if you reduce your cholesterol levels to too low, and what I consider as being too low is 140 or below, it's going to start to affect your memory, thought process, and functioning.
Because you're losing fat in your brain.
Because you're losing fat. You know, when somebody calls you a fat brain, you know, then...
That could be a good thing.
That's actually a good thing.
It's fat brain-a.
Right. Okay. So really, to be able to maintain normal levels along of functioning of your nervous system, you need to keep the cholesterol above 140. Mm-hmm. So, you know, being aware of that, and I know that there's a big push for cardiovascular disease, trying to get that down below even those levels. But we really find that to keep your brain functioning, you need at least a cholesterol level of 140. So, you know, just being aware of those types of things is important.
Yeah, I remember sitting in a restaurant, and I couldn't help but hear these older gentlemen talking about their cholesterol, you know, and it was down to like 120, that, you know, how great that was.
Right.
You know?
Well, cholesterol also is important for hormone production. And one of the things that also can affect dementia is low levels of your hormones. You know, too high of cortisol, not enough oxytocin. The low thyroid can also play a role. Low testosterone can play a role. One of the things is if you drop your cholesterol too low, your testosterone levels will drop. And oftentimes, the other different types of hormones in your system will drop, which can also kick off some of the symptoms of dementia. So, you know, watching all of those things and trying to evaluate and get that all balanced out, it's very important.
Mm-hmm. When we come back, we're going to talk about the role of structure function care plays in the treatment of dementia. We'll be back with Dementia, Is There Hope?
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
Dr. Prather, there is a device you use at your office called the electrodermal screening, or EDS. Tell us a little bit about it and why you call it the lie detector for the body.
Well, the electrodermal screening unit is a galvanic skin response unit, and it actually falls under the same category as a lie detector test or biofeedback. So it is actually, we can actually rig our electrodermal screening to actually do lie detector. But it is also a good term on that is a lie detector for the body. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're actually, you know a whole list of different types of products that could possibly work in each type of situation. But everybody knows that not everybody responds well to penicillin. Mm-hmm. You know, some people actually have some very negative reactions to it, matter even to death. Some people, it's a lifesaver. Well, that's true of everything. And what the electrodermal screening does is it actually gives you a predetermination on how you're actually going to respond to any type of thing that we might prescribe to you before you actually take it, which is extremely helpful. Now, it's not a diagnostic tool. You know, it is not classified as a diagnostic tool. But as we've gotten the approval for from the federal government on the use of it, we use it purely as a means of checking to see the body's response before you would actually take something.
Okay.
So it's a response machine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have to have knowledge beforehand on what products will actually work with each type of condition.
Right.
So we're very dependent upon our lab tests and the gold standard types of diagnostic tests. But then once you've determined that, what do you do with that? Because in our instrument, we have actually 80,000 different products that we can check on.
Wow.
So with that, we can actually find out what's going to work the best for you and how you're going to respond on things before you actually take them.
And what about its effectiveness?
Through clinical studies, they have found that it's 80% accurate, over 80% accurate, which, you know, mm-hmm. was what actually attracted me to it, because there's not too many things that you can actually have that kind of results with.
Right, right. And this electrodermal screening eliminates some of the guessing.
The guesswork is the biggest thing that we're trying to get rid of.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
A special message from the DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice.
Are you tired of making the same weight loss resolution only to end up right back where you started? Let the professionals at DTS Weight Loss Center take all the frustration out of dieting. Our nutritionists and wellness coaches know what works for every body type and can develop a plan specific to your needs throughout your medically supervised program. Make the change by visiting us online at dtsweightlosscenter.com. Dedicate. Transform. Succeed.
When you call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment at our DTS Weight Loss Center, mention the Voice of Health radio show and you'll receive a free initial consultation plus a free body composition analysis. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice. Dedicate, transform, succeed.
And I'm feeling good.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. We're talking today about dementia. Is there hope? And there's always hope. And we just talked about the risk factors for dementia, which was very, very interesting. Let's talk about the role that structure function care has in the treatment of dementia. And we at the Prather Practice, we practice structure function care.
Sure. Structure function care is to bring the body back into homeostasis or balance. And homeostasis is the definition of health. And so we don't treat diseases, which is a set of symptoms. So as I'm looking at a dementia case, what I'm looking for is how is the body out of balance? How can we improve it and then see what the body can do? Now, there, of course, is a very strong role for pharmaceuticals. The best balance between pharmaceutical disease, which is care, which is disease care, and structure function care, which is homeostasis, is the structure function care should be about 80% of all healthcare delivered. Disease care should be about 20%. Now, both of them have a very important role, and to get the best results, you need to combine both of them. Mm-hmm. So there are definite times to be taking pharmaceuticals for Alzheimer's, dementia cases, those types of things, antidepressants, things like that, can be really, really helpful. However, if you can get and start to improve some of the different types of functions, because usually when you're talking about dementia, there's a multifaceted type of process going on. It's not just one thing that's causing it. So as you get into that, diagnostics are really critical for us. How is the body out of balance? Mm-hmm. Is there heavy metal toxicity would be one thing I would always ask. Is there free radical pathology? Because free radicals damage the circulation and damage brain cells. Is there some allergies that are going on? Is there immune stress? Is there misalignments going on that are interfering with the nervous system? Is the cerebral spinal fluid flowing well? As you improve all those types of things, then you can start to see changes and improvements in people's dementia and memory. Now, sometimes you don't get it all back all the way, but if we can make some improvement in a dementia case and make a 30, 40, 50, 60, or even 70% improvement, you know, those things can give people hope.
Right. Well, and you explained, you must have done blood work on this gentleman that you found was low in B12 and folic acid.
Absolutely.
And by giving him those things, improved him dramatically.
Right. We could tell that the deficiency was there. We actually did a blood test for folic acid and B12, saw that that was a very low type of situation. Matter of fact, even on the first shot that evening, the daughter called up and said, oh my gosh, this is great. You know, yeah. It was, yeah, life was back. So much easier. Yeah, mm-hmm. we had dad back. Uh-huh. So, you know, looking at those types of things and being thorough on your diagnostics and not just being set on one thing and being narrow-minded.
Right.
You know, we're trying to improve everything.
I like how you said multifaceted.
Yeah, and
looking at all the angles.
Right. We didn't cure him of all of his dementia symptoms, but there was probably a 70% improvement, which people would take.
Mm-hmm. So why are diagnostics so critical in treating dementia?
If you don't know what is the cause, then you can't make improvement.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, not just getting caught on one cause, but looking at it multifaceted. You know, so the more diagnostics, matter of fact, structure function care is more dependent upon diagnostics than disease care. The reason is because we're looking for the subtle changes that take place in the body, making improvement in them. And as you can make improvement in one area, it's amazing how that can transfer into other areas too.
Mm-hmm.
So the more areas that we can make improvement, you know, we might get 5% improvement in a dementia in just the nutrition. We might get another 5% by cutting down on the free radicals in the system. We might get 5% from increasing circulation and oxygenation. But after a while, that starts to add up, and you start to get some very nice changes that take place.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, those improvements are so important to people and to their families.
Well, let's talk about the diagnostics. You're talking about looking for heavy metals. How do you do that?
The first thing that we do is we look at the tissue samples. Tissue heavy metals is one of the better places to start. So a hair analysis is one of the common things that we find, and we can get some really good results off of that. Aluminum is a very common thing that can lead to dementia symptoms. So finding that, getting that eliminated has made some dramatic differences on people. Nickel toxicity, mercury toxicity, lead toxicity, all of those do affect the nervous system and do affect the functioning of the patients. And we find a direct result between the lowering of those heavy metals in the tissues and the resulting neurological changes that take place in dementia.
Mm. Yeah, and you know, I want to make sure our people know that these things are affordable. You know, the hair analysis is not covered by insurance. It's $130, and you find out so many things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, for me, we're always watching my zinc copper levels.
Yeah, the balance on that has a huge effect on the hormones and on the nervous system functioning.
And it's really a test that people should do annually.
At least once a year.
Mm-hmm. But very affordable, $130.
Sure.
To invest into your health. Blood work, what are you looking for there? And we do the blood work at our office. It goes through insurance and covered by insurance with a copay, but very, very extensive.
Right. Well, hormones, of course, are one of the big things that we look on that. And if, again, I had said hormones play a big role in dementia. If you are low thyroid, you know, people think you're a little slow, you know, because the brain's just not working quite right. So thyroid plays a big role along those lines. The adrenal function also can play a big role. Testosterone has we've had many male and females that were showing up extremely low on their testosterone, got that boosted up, and all of a sudden they were thinking again. So looking at the hormones, liver toxicity, is the liver working up to par? The kidneys working up to par? As you can improve those, you can see some definite changes that start to take place in how the bodies function. You also can tell free radical pathology through the blood work. You can also look for inflammation, C-reactive protein, erythrocyte sedimentation rate, homocysteine levels are all determined through the blood test. And inflammation plays a very critical role on brain damage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have a lot of constant inflammation in your system, then the brain is going to start, because it's you got talking about the nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very sensitive type of a network in there, and inflammation can really kick that off quite a bit. Matter of fact, there's a the theory that Alzheimer's is basically an inflammation of the hippocampus, and that sits there and will change some of the nerve fibers.
Mm.
So inflammatory response is a big thing in the brain that can cause long-term type of problems.
And that inflammation can come from a lot of different things, right?
A lot of different things, and of course that's one of the reasons that we get into checking on the gut, because a tremendous amount of the inflammatory process in the body comes from the gut.
Food sensitivities,
80% of the immune systems around the gut. There's a reason for that. Because that's the main area. 80% of all infections come through the gut area. And 80% of all inflammation starts in the gut. Mm-hmm. So not all, but that is a very important part of what we're looking at.
Yeah, and if you look around, so many people look inflamed. You know, is that just becoming more and more, you know, and women, I'm in my 50s, but I see it,
yeah.
You know, like postmenopausal and...
Yeah, we do have an awful lot of, you know, for the people that are looking at the toxicity in our world today, they're finding toxicity everywhere.
Hmm.
You know, the chemicals that we're making are showing up in the environment and are also showing up in us. And it's a much, much higher level than it used to be. Nobody's going to argue with that. And as those toxicities increase, then the increase in our inflammation and the stresses on our body increase, too.
Mm.
So we need to be constantly working on providing our body with the best environment it possibly can to operate. And, you know, it's not business as normal.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, almost everybody needs some help to be able to get better.
Because of the world we live in. Now.
Because of the world we live in.
Mm-hmm. How many causes of dementia are there?
You know, we had mentioned drugs as a big cause. We mm-hmm. mentioned different types of diseases. Infections can kick off dementia. The circulatory system. If you have a stroke, I mean, it's well known that that's going to cause dementia-type symptoms. If you also have atherosclerosis, arterial sclerosis, problems with the oxygenation, the brain is very dependent upon oxygen. And if you start to cut that down through circulatory problems, you're going to start to create dementia problems.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just stop breathing and see how well your brain does.
Well, I was just thinking, you know, as I teach patients deep breathing techniques, all of a sudden they get lightheaded because their brain, I don't think, is used to
having
that much oxygen.
Correct.
Because they're not breathing deeply.
That's absolutely true. There can be pressures, lymphatic system pressures. There can be problems with cerebral spinal fluid. And like I said, there's just so many different things that can be involved with this.
Okay, when we come back, more on dementia. Is there hope?
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
Laughter is the best medicine.
I have my annual physical recently. Doctors have this power. They can open up any door and just go, get undressed, I'll be right in. Don't you wish you had that power? And they make you get undressed and sit on a table with that white deli paper underneath you. That cheap deli paper. I usually bring a little pickle. I sit next to me on the table there. Put some chips, move it around a little. They make you sit in your underwear for like 20 minutes staring at a wall. And after like 15, 20 minutes, I start feeling better. I'm sitting, I gotta get out of here. I feel all right. Let me tell you something. Before you go to the doctor, try this at home. Get in your underwear and sit on your dining room table for 20 minutes. And just put a napkin under you so you get the whole effect. Sit there. Family's walking by. I'll be okay in a few minutes.
Have you ever been curious about how acupuncture can benefit your health? The Prather Practice has received the Indy A-List Award for Best in Acupuncture for 2 years in a row. And we've been rated the top acupuncture provider by Google+. Dr. Robert Prather is a board-certified licensed acupuncturist. He's earned a reputation for combining effective acupuncture-based techniques with cutting-edge technology to help patients with many conditions. Acupuncture is documented and proven to help with many health issues, including pain, allergies, addiction control, anxiety, fatigue, vision problems, infertility, and so much more. We even have needle-free options for those who are a bit squeamish around needles. Call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment and experience the benefits of acupuncture for yourself. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue. We're talking today about dementia. Is there hope? And Dr. Prather, we're going to talk about the structure, function, care, and treatment we do at The Prather Practice when we're working with dementia. So let's talk about first the chiropractic. Is chiropractic helpful to dementia?
Yes. We've seen great results with some of our dementia patients with chiropractic. One of the things you want to do with dementia is especially make sure the occiput atlas axis area is in line.
And that's the top, uppermost part of
right,
the neck.
Yeah. Right, and because that has a direct effect on the brainstem. And a direct effect on how the brain is working. So getting that lined up, many people have sat there and said that they are thinking clearer, they have a better memory. Symptomatology, people say, you know, that really makes a big difference. Even on people who aren't into dementia, mm-hmm. say, you know, my thinking's clear. Mm-hmm. You know, we can always improve our memory and our cognitive ability and our daily functions. And having the nervous system working correctly is an extremely important part because it's pretty well acknowledged that the nervous system is what's controlling most of those things. And so everything that we can do to make the nervous system work better is something that's going to help when in any type of dementia case.
And that's what chiropractic care does.
And chiropractic care is in the evidence of that is almost immediate. So that's one of the great things about it.
Let's talk about acupuncture. What role does that acupuncture play in dementia?
Well, acupuncture has been researched by the World Health Organization for Alzheimer's and for dementia symptoms. And they have found a definite increase, a decrease of the symptoms as you use acupuncture. Acupuncture actually helps out with the decrease of symptoms of almost everything and anything out there. Mm-hmm. It's one of our favorite types of modalities. People who are have anxiety, stress, they see a very nice difference along those lines, depression. We just started on one patient who was very, very depressed. And we started her on some acupuncture, and she immediately sat there and said, you know, I can tell the difference on my depression level. Mm. And long-term depression does lead to dementia, because depression is something that wears on the brain, starts to change a lot of the brain's function. So long-term depression does cause dementia. Dementia does cause depression, which does not sound like a really great type of cycle. And acupuncture is amazing on how it increases one's mood. One of the things that they found is they've taken blood samples. Very interesting. David Chang did a whole study on that, a gentleman that I know, on acupuncture, where he would take blood levels of oxytocin, cortisol, some of the different types of hormones in the body, inflammatory levels, pre and post acupuncture, and was able to show a difference on that. So you get the acupuncture, you're relieving anxiety and depression because of the change in the hormones that take place. You're improving the body's ability to handle pain. You're increasing the natural opiates of the body, and the natural receptors are the things that it finds with acupuncture. And opiates are a mood elevator. Mm-hmm. You're also getting into anti-inflammatory properties with acupuncture. So all those types of things are some of the contributors to dementia and a lot of the conditions that lead to that.
And it's one of the best things for inflammation, right?
It really is. As a matter of fact, you know, even on ankles or knees or even on the back or the neck, I sit there and I have, you know, like the husband or wife comes in with a patient. And I said, see how that's all inflamed in there? And watch, I'm going to put the needles in this pattern. Watch what happens. And you can visibly watch the inflammation and the swelling go down.
Wow.
Just as you're looking at it.
Yeah.
I
talked to someone, she did not come to our office for acupuncture, and said, I've tried it twice and really...
Didn't see a change.
Right. And really, acupuncture is as good as the acupuncturist.
It's where you place the needles to get that type of response. Mm-hmm. And I've had many people sit there and say, well, I've tried acupuncture before. I didn't really see any changes. One of the nice things about acupuncture is it's not going to hurt you. Mm-hmm. So, there's no risk on that. But as they came in and we did the acupuncture, they're going, you know, what did you do? Put drugs in that thing? I could feel an immediate change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's how you put and where you put the needles to get the effects. Mm-hmm. And it's very dependent upon the acupuncturist who's doing it.
And we're number one in Indianapolis.
Rated as number one.
Mm-hmm. For acupuncture. Well, let's go on. Homeopathy. What kind of role does that play in dementia symptoms?
Homeopathy. I had a patient who brought their father in because of the antagonism. You know, he was hard to control because of all the dementia symptoms that were involved in that, antagonistic. And we made him up a homeopathic remedy and sent it home with them. And that night, putting to sleep was always just such a big hassle, and he was so cooperative. You know, just she's like, "What the heck did you put in that?" So we had found a combination of homeopathics that worked very, very well for him.
Mm-hmm.
So homeopathy is only as effective as finding the right formulas and potencies and all that type of thing that you have to get just right. Homeopathy is very nice because if you don't get it right, it doesn't do anything, so it's not going to hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get it right, you get some really amazing symptomatic changes.
Yeah.
And doing homeopathy right requires a lot of feedback, a lot of understanding. You're talking about thousands and thousands of different types of products and literally a billion different types of settings that you can make for that. So finding that right formula along those lines can really help for a lot of the symptoms of dementia or, some of the antagonism or things that are going along with it. What we really find that's excellent for dementia patients are when they are having the interpersonal relationships, we really see a big settling down of the whole system.
Mm-hmm.
Interpersonal relationships really makes a big difference with homeopathy. And we have had some really good results on seeing some of the underlying memory problems start to come back too.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if you can cut down on all the things, if you can cut down on the depression, if you can cut down on some of the anxiety types of things, if you can cut down on some of the inflammation and finding all the different types of things, you can start to make improvement in that function. And that's what it's all about.
And so many people are taking care of their parents in older age.
It is
becoming more and more. Yeah,
more of an issue. We're living longer, And then the rate of Alzheimer's and dementia is increasing among the population. Mm-hmm. So there's a higher population that's occurring, and then there's a higher percentage of people who are having these types of issues. So, you know, we're getting into a how do we take care of these people? Mm-hmm. How do adults take care of their older elder parents mm-hmm. in this type of situation? And finding some utilizing as much of the medical, and then, you know, being told, well, you know, that's the best we can do. Going and seeking out structure function care is a very good option, and you could find some very nice changes along those lines that can really help with the situation. Mm-hmm. You know, you may not be talking about a complete cure, but if you can make a 50% improvement on how your elder parent is functioning, that's something that you should take in consideration.
Mm-hmm. And just improving that quality of life.
Quality of life.
Well, let's talk about the role of nutrition. You know, poor nutrition can really play a role in dementia.
Very, very big. Matter of fact, you can pretty well create dementia symptoms with poor nutrition. Mm-hmm. So, you know, looking at the B vitamins, definitely vitamin D. I had one gentleman who came in who had hit the age of 65, and depression, forgetfulness, all those types of things. We did a vitamin D test on him. He was at the lowest level I've ever seen on anyone. We gave him vitamin D as soon as we got it up to a level of about 30. It was like, you know, a light bulb went off in his head. And he was able to think. He was able to get out of the depression. He was just functioning normally. And so that was just sort of a magic cure for him. Iodine is also something that you can look at as a very basic type of nutritional that seems to make a big difference in dementia-type symptoms. And as you get older, your absorption gets worse. Your diet isn't as great as it used to be. You're looking more for convenience because you're not eating as a large group. Mm-hmm. So what is something that I can just pop in the microwave and pop out?
Right.
And you're not going to get the nutrient values that you need with something like that. So your need increases for nutrients, and your deficiencies increase on what you're taking in.
Okay. Coming up, we're going to have a patient from the Prather practice share her story of how the Prather practice helped her with her dementia. Before we go to that, Doctor, is there anything that you want, you know,
to elaborate on that?
Yeah,
one of the things that was really critical on her was the lymphatic system. And we do have a lymphatic system up in the brain, and it had swollen in the brain as well as it had through the rest of the body. So getting that whole lymphatic system down, having a whole process on that, detoxing the body, because the lymphatic system handles the toxins and infections. So we decreased that, and we were able to see a very big change on that.
All right. Well, up next, we'll be hearing from her and her help with dementia at the Prather practice.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, the Prather Practice now offers counseling services. Why did you decide to add that to your practice?
It's something that I always knew was necessary, was looking forward to the right person coming in. You know, if you have an illness going on, that can be very emotionally devastating. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, the emotions and some of the things that happen to us can actually lead to some of the health conditions that people experience. We are more than just our spine. Mm-hmm. We are more than just our physiology. But also how we think has a huge effect on each one of those different aspects. And those things then also have an effect on our thinking. Mm-hmm. So incorporating the whole aspect of counseling into the office is just a very natural outgrowth in us becoming an integrated and a total holistic type of a practice. Mm-hmm. So this was something that I, in my original thoughts 30 years ago of getting into my practice, having this aspect was a very important part of it, mm-hmm. and we are now doing it. We are a holistic practice, mm-hmm. and if you don't understand the emotional aspect, if you don't understand the patterns that we have, then you can't really get to the complete healing of the patient. Oftentimes we can get a release in the physical body and it creates some emotional tension. The emotional tension will cause tension within the body. So getting down to that root, and we have so many different types of layers that can start to accumulate. And we see the evidence of the issues in people's body that creates disease in them. The underlying problem can be an emotional issue, past experiences, past habits, and coping mechanisms that we can have. We see oftentimes people have an injury, and their whole body has kind of shifted to compensate for that injury. Mm-hmm. Same thing on an emotional type of level. People have had injuries and they've had compensations. And getting through those compensations to get to the injury is an ongoing type of process that a skilled counselor has to be able to find out, just like we do that on a physical level. And the physical and the emotional are very, very connected. As you can approach it from both angles, mm-hmm. I think we're going to get a far, far better results than we could separate.
Yeah, and I know we already are.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
Well, today I have Judy. Welcome, Judy. And she
Thank
wanted
you.
To share her story with us and with our listeners. And we're so glad to have you, first of all.
Well, thank you. I'm uh-huh. glad to be here.
Well, let's talk about kind of your health journey. You've been coming to the Prather Practice now for about 6 months.
Uh-huh.
And what brought you into our office initially?
Well, initially, I was having what they told me was lymphedema, uh-huh. which I'd never been told that before. And my feet were so swollen, I could not hardly walk. I just dragged, especially my left foot. And so my daughter, Carrie, who mm-hmm. is a patient here, said, Mom, you really need to come see Dr. Prather. I really think he can help you. He's helped our family. And so I came, and I just really went with the flow.
Uh-huh.
And
literally.
literally.
That lymphatic flow.
Wasn't really in control of anything.
Uh-huh.
And my husband was getting really scared and worried.
Mm.
And so Dr. Prather and the staff helped me a lot with the different things they've done. I've had the acupuncture
uh-huh.
and the adjustments and the EDS treatments, I think it is.
The nutritional, yeah.
Nutritional. And then Karina, I believe is her name, mm-hmm. started doing
corrective exercises
and uh-huh. showing me things to do to help me. Then I started having some massages to get the fluid out of my ankles and getting it up mm-hmm. to where I could get rid of it.
Uh-huh.
And everything started coming together. The first couple times I was here, the holidays were coming, Christmas and all.
Uh-huh.
And I always had my side of the family at our house, and we had just moved into a condo. And I just thought, I'm not going to be able to get everything ready. I'm not going to be able to do everything. And my brain was just overflowing with concerns. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what helped me focus better, if it, you know, which mm-hmm. of those things that...
Which services you were getting.
Right, yeah. That helped with that. But things finally started falling into place. Mm-hmm. And then the end of January, we were going on a cruise with some friends, and I still couldn't hardly walk. I was dragging my feet. So we got a wheelchair delivered to the stateroom of the ship, and it really was great. My husband would push me around. Poor mm-hmm. guy, he wore himself out. But he was.
You were probably wondering if you'd be able to go on that cruise.
I was. We'd already, uh-huh. you know, paid our deposit and everything. And
did you take Dr. Prather?
No.
He probably would have gone.
Yeah.
Probably would have. But anyway, it all, in the end, turned out good, and we had a wonderful time. Mm-hmm. And we went on the Panama Canal from Fort Lauderdale to Los Angeles.
Oh,
and
wow.
It was a long time.
That's a long trip.
Mm-hmm. But I got through it all mm-hmm. with my husband's help. And Dr. Prather had me come 7 days in a row, minus the weekend, mm-hmm. To try and get me ready for the cruise. Mm-hmm. And I appreciated that so much. Mm. And it did get me ready for it. And I still wasn't walking good. Mm-hmm. And all things said and done, I didn't even drive a car for over 2 months. Mm-hmm. But now I'm driving, and I'm picking my grandkids up at school, and going to their ball games and
You're
everything.
Living.
I'm living again, and I've got 16 grandchildren.
Oh, boy.
And so, you know, I didn't want to miss all that.
Right.
And I was afraid that I was going into dementia or Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. And I had an uncle pass away eventually from the after effects of Alzheimer's, and mm-hmm. I kept thinking, I don't want this, and my right. husband was worried about it too, but mm-hmm. Things are just looking so much better.
So we have Brandy here, one
Hi.
Of the employees at the Prather practice, and you saw her first visit when she came in.
I did, and I actually would have said that she had Alzheimer's or dementia. Mm. The first time I saw her, because she was unresponsive. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, everyone spoke for her, and she had, there was no reaction facially at all. Mm. Definitely, I have watched you change so dramatically just
that
since
happens
then.
Around here, doesn't
and
it?
All the time.
Sometimes I don't recognize
if
people.
If you're a skeptic, just come and sit for a couple of days and you'll watch the change. But yeah, I would never have guessed that your lymphatic system is what was causing such issue for you. Mm-hmm. And I am just amazed to, you know, I want to be like you when I grow up. You are living it, you know?
When you grow up, I hope you are.
Well, let's talk. You talked about the services. You got chiropractic adjustments, acupuncture, and our nutritional workup.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So they were working at all angles, not only structurally, but also functionally.
And the nurse practitioner mm-hmm. did a lot of blood work. Matter of fact, I had it drawn again today to mm-hmm. see where I stand, and they made adjustments to any of my medications that I needed, mm-hmm. and added and subtracted supplements. Yes. And so mm-hmm. it's just been a wonderful practice. It gave me my life back.
Oh, that's wonderful. So if someone out there is listening and, like Brandy said, a skeptic or has lymphatic issues like you or hasn't gotten any answers, what would you say to them to encourage them?
I would say to please come in and give it a try. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't know until you try it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe things don't work for everybody, at least not in the same way. Mm-hmm. But any little bit helps. And it all helped me. So I am so thankful for that.
Wonderful.
Well, thank you for the time. Anything you want to add?
No, I don't think so. Well, when I was sitting in the waiting room one day, some long ago friend came in, and they were coming here too, and they were driving all the way from the way, way far east side, even out of Hancock County, and they were having good results too.
Yeah, it's amazing. We have people this week, Texas.
And your daughter comes from Texas.
My daughter comes from Texas, yes.
So, yeah, we have them come from all over the world, actually. So.
I'm sure you do.
Well, thank you for your time. Thank you for your smiling face. And we really appreciate having you here. Anything you want to add, Brandi?
No, it's great to see you. It's great to see you smiling and happy and living.
Living again,
not surviving.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.